Previously on Algoa FM.
Time for Algoa Cares. And doing amazing work fending for our fur babies is St. Francis Animal Rescue. Joining me now to tell us more is founder Sue Ray Fox. Sue, welcome to Algoa Cares.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me, Casey.
It is our pleasure. Let's start at the top. What motivated you to establish this NPO of yours?
I came down to St. Francis Bay when I retired, and I started doing some fundraising for the SPCA. Mm-hmm. We had a bit of a falling out about where the funds were going to go. I wanted them to go for sterilization. They had other ideas.
Oh boy.
So we parted ways, and on that very day, I decided to start a rescue group specifically to service our community of Sea Vista, where we have about 3,000 dogs.
Wow.
And a number of cats. And so that happened in 2014, and it happened specifically because those dogs at that stage were undernourished, were not sterilized,
yeah.
Were not given any support of any kind at all, and definitely, desperately needed our help. So we've been doing this now. This will be our 11th year in operation.
Fantastic. Your key focus is working with people who live out in Sea Vista.
Yes.
And obviously the objective is education. How's this coming along?
It's coming along incredible. So what we have done is we have, through involvement within the community, and we are involved all the time. So we regularly walk through the community. We have an outreach every Thursday afternoon where people bring their dogs to us. We walk with law enforcement every second Wednesday of the month to provide education about the COCA bylaws. But we have changed the diet of dogs living in Sea Vista who, when we first started working in this program, were eating table scraps and bones.
Wow.
They're now eating pellets. We subsidize the food for them. We have taught them the benefits, the major benefits of sterilization, vaccination of puppies, deworming, providing medical care for dogs in need of attention. And we've pretty much changed the respect between humans and their animals, the respect, understanding, and empathy they now have for the dogs and cats that they are taking care of. So a huge change in behavior has happened over 14 years.
And I hope other areas and regions will follow suit as well. What are some of your major challenges at this stage, Sue?
So our biggest challenge is to try and get people to understand that their dogs need to be kept in a safe space. So they need to be kept in their gardens. One of the things that we have done, and we've been working on this for the last 2 years, is we try to persuade people to bring their dogs in at night, because it's at night that many of the dogs are harmed. So they can be poisoned by a vicious neighbor, or they can be attacked with a panga. They can be knocked over by a car, or they can be attacked by another dog. So there's all sorts of horrible things that happen at night.
Sure.
And our emphasis with the dog owners has been, please bring your dogs inside. And what we found out, which is really interesting, is that people didn't want to bring their dogs inside because they were dirty and they were covered in fleas and ticks. And so we started a bathing program.
Wow.
And we bath Sea Vista dogs every single week. And we treat them for ticks and fleas. We brush and we groom them. We cut their nails. We make them smell good. And in this way, people are slowly but surely recognizing the benefit of having a dog living indoors with you, where they are more bonded to the family, more protective of the family. And they are actually a pleasure to have there because they're not bringing in any ticks and fleas, and they are very clean. So they throw a blanket in front of the front door.
Yeah.
The dog sleeps there. Sometimes they edge their way to the bed. Things are definitely changing. And it's really all because we discover that people don't like dirty dogs inside.
Mm. Having a look from the outside, it must be a cumbersome exercise to, execute this type of operation. What are your needs at this stage?
Our needs, it is a cumbersome exercise. We are feeding. So what our program is that we have an outreach every Thursday, as I say, and we give people a bag of food if they bring their dog or their pup to our outreach.
Okay.
And the food is the motivator. So food is obviously a huge, is in huge demand. People are always looking for food for their families, for their dogs' families. And the problem with dog food at the moment is that it's outrageously expensive. And so what we do is we teach them how to give food, how to mix it with rice and vegetables and gravy, et cetera, to make it last a bit longer, the pellets. But we have a great need for food donations. That's the first thing. And then obviously we do a lot of, we treat a lot of dogs at a vet, at the Human Stalk Vet, where we travel every day. So our vet bills are enormous. We will treat about 40 to 45 dogs every month for all sorts of illnesses. And neglect, cruelty, you know, this sort of thing. So funds are obviously important.
Absolutely.
We are doing a kennel program at the moment where over winter we've donated 30 kennels into Sea Vista, which are made by a local carpenter. So kennel donations are fabulous. Blankets for kennels, drinking bowls are wonderful. Leads and collars are always wanted.
Yeah.
So, you know, there is a huge wish list that we always have, and it's hard to keep up with the demand, but it's never impossible. We can always make a plan.
I love the quote, "It is impossible until it's done." Tell us about your upcoming fundraising initiative, Spin for Paws. What's happening there?
So that's a Spin for Paws is a spinathon where people get sponsors to support them, and the funds are given to St. Francis Animal Rescue. That's done with a local spinning group.
Mm-hmm.
We do fundraisers every single month, to be honest with you, because our needs are so great that we have to keep our fundraising very, very active. So we have a big golf day coming up, which is going to be fabulous. It's probably our biggest event of the year, and that will be coming up in January. We make most of our funds for the year ahead at our golf day. We do bingo nights. We do lots of talks. We do dog shows. We do events every month, you know. So it's a key part of what keeps us going, keeps the money in the bank, and keeps the dogs and cats fed and nourished and looked after.
Sue, before I let you go, how do we connect with you via social media, telephonic, or do you have a website we can go to?
We do have a website, St. Francis Animal Rescue. If you just key in those words, it'll bring you up to our website. You can go, we have a Facebook page, St. Francis Animal Rescue. I have my own Facebook page, Susan Ray Fox. And you can always contact me at my telephone number, which is 083-289-1452. And we are grateful for any and all help that comes our way.
Yeah, we've listed all the pertinent info on our website under the Algoa Cares banner for, well, our listeners to go and peruse and assist you where they can. Sue, thank you so much for joining us on Algoa Cares this afternoon. It's been a great pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you so much for inviting me. I'm very grateful to you. Thank you.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.